right, we're on. We're going to have Dr. John Lewis, PhD. Is John out there?
I'm here.
All right. Dr. Lewis is an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science at the University of Miami Medical School of Medicine. He's the associate director of the Medical Wellness Center. He's also a scientific investigator for, oh, this is good for me, at the Corporación de Lucha Contra el SIDA and the... Oh, forget it. I'm not even going to get that. So, Doc.
You did a very good job with that.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really, really try. But, hey, listen, my dad had MS. I'm reading about all this other stuff. Hopefully we can get to that. But in general, there's all kinds of linkages between mental health and physical health, aren't there?
No doubt about it. I mean, I think the obviously exercise science classically started out in cardiology, but definitely over the last, 10 or 20 years, the literature has really expanded in terms of the links between, daily physical activity, which is the recommendation of the World Health Organization. Every adult should participate in at least 30 minutes of activity every day, if not most days of the week. And then, of course, how that relates to your mental health. I mean, people can't look at the mind or the brain or both living in a bubble. It's not to say that, you can exercise and improve your cardiovascular functioning and your musculoskeletal system, but it has no impact on the mind and the brain. I mean, that would be utterly preposterous. So fortunately, we now have studies coming out and showing that daily activity is definitely very beneficial for your mental health.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Sometimes you just got to hit something. Other times you just got to work it out. I've always found that I like to get two sweats, not one. And once I've got the second one, I think I'm pretty all right.
That's great. Yes, exactly. And doing what you like to do, I think, is so important for people in terms of being compliant and adherent, because obviously if you're not consistent in your exercise program, then you're going to fall short of what your ultimate health could be.
Yeah, without a doubt. And also one of the other, and you're the psychiatrist in the room, is that it gives me a half hour of my life that I can control in an otherwise hectic and uncontrollable situation.
That's right. Actually, I'm a physiologist. I just happen to be appointed in the Department of Psychiatry, but actually my training is in physiology.
Oh, great. I got to get you.
This is a brief correction for your listeners out there.
No, and I appreciate that because, as you well know, I sometimes got to read what they send me, and it doesn't have enough detail for me to know that.
No, that's okay. Sorry we didn't get to go over that beforehand.
Well, that's everybody's fault but ours.
And you and I spoke last year. I was on your show last year at the end of you remember the integrative medicine conference?
Sure.
That you attended. You and I spoke on that day as well.
Oh, of course I do. The iCamp thing, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, and you guys are doing some more of that now. I walked through this school and I saw that all over the place.
Exactly. Yep, that's coming up again, I believe, and please don't quote me on the dates, but I think it's sometime in March or April.
Don't worry, we don't record this radio show.
Oh, good.
Anyway, listen.
No lingering evidence.
Okay, so does that mean I can call you Dr. John now?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to rock the show, Doc. And you got it. What I really want to do is I want to introduce you to the guy we have on next, Tarek Maddox, who's also a physiology guy. He's the guy that keeps me in shape, the guy that trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. And I always know you guys are looking for a couple of good hands over there.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
No, I'll definitely put you in touch. In fact, I met with Dr. Mehta yesterday, and I'm putting him in touch with Dr. Mehta as well, because I know that you guys could use some real good people over there.
Oh, excellent. That's great.
Yeah. See that, Tad? I hope you're listening, because now we got two advocates for you there. But, Doc, so listen, there's a connection now between exercise and mental wellness. What a surprise.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. Now, is there, and listen, at least you're smart and you're not going for the NFL play 60. With an adult, you only expect them to play 30.
That's right.
Now, what if somebody only has the 30 minutes, what's the best kind of things that they can do? We got a bunch of type A's that listen to the show. They're at their desk. They can't do anything, and they're not going to sport for the walking machine that you put in your office.
Mm-hmm, the treadmill.
There you go.
Or you're talking about the walking desk.
There you go, the walking desk. So these are just normal fat people that sit on their butt all day. What can they do to lose 5 pounds and feel better?
I'm telling you, what they've got to do is they've got to do something consistently 7 days a week, and I don't care what it is, but you've got to get your heart rate elevated. Primarily, you've got to do some combination, or preferably some combination, between cardiovascular training, strength training. For the ladies out there, you're not going to turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger. You do not make enough testosterone to turn into the Hulk. Do not worry about getting too muscular, but you've got to do a combination of cardiovascular, strength training, and Some flexibility training too. I mean, really, those are the three key components. So, you know, you could come and join. We have a beautiful medical wellness center here at our medical school, which is open to anybody. You don't have to have any UM connection. Actually, that's open to the community. That's different from the Gable Center, which is you got to have some sort of UM affiliation.
Well, Dr. John, right there, just stopping you. That's the thing we see from the expressway. That's the awesome thing that most people pass on their 45 to 2 hour drive home.
That's
that they
right.
could be spending
exactly.
that time. There.
Beautiful wellness center that's just off 836 as you're heading, if you're heading westbound toward the airport. It's the tall green glass building. There's a garage right next to it, and it's on top of that garage is our wellness center on the medical school campus.
And you got a great view, great access, great parking, great machines. You got a pool.
Absolutely.
You got great trainers.
We have all the latest equipment there. I mean, you could do basically anything you wanted to in that facility. And, of course, the Gables campus has a lovely facility as well if you have a UM connection. But anyway, to answer your question, again, really folks need to try to get into some routine of doing something cardiovascular, something strength, and something flexibility pretty much every single day of the week. Now, there are lots of ways to design your program. Of course, you don't have to do all three of those every single day, although you could argue with flexibility you should do some of that around your cardiovascular and your strength training. And again, we don't have a lot of time, I guess, to go into detail about this.
No, you're going to have to lean on the communications people to come back. I love you, Dr. John.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to come on your show anytime. All you have to do is ask, and I'm here.
Okay.
So I'm a resource for the community. I'm absolutely passionate about health. I mean, I'd love to talk to you about nutrition as well, but definitely for this show, we wanted to discuss a little bit about exercise. But
yes.
Again, getting people to do something almost every single day is so important to preventing chronic disease and really, even if you don't want to think of it in those terms, think about it in terms of being having a high quality of life every single day of your life. I mean, that's really so important. There's no cure for mortality, right? I mean, we're all going to die. That goes without saying. But for those people out there that are saying, oh, we're going to die anyway, who cares? I want to sit on the couch and eat my potato chips and watch some crazy reality TV show. Well, guess what? I'd much rather have a healthy quality of life for the years that I am alive as opposed to going out my last few years of life and being on medication and in and out of the hospital and having no quality of life to enjoy anything that, could be done with my family and friends.
Listen, you're terrific. We got to get you together. I'm going to get you and Tarek Maddox in the studio together and watch you guys go at it. All I can say is I start every day stretching for about 15 or 20 minutes. I elevate my heart rate. I'm going to just say it this way, 4 times a week to the frickin' moon, though. I know I've got to find some time now after talking to you to find extra time in the morning to try to maybe crank that up a little bit. It's not that easy, but I'm going to make the effort because I want to be what I call on my Twitter feed, #FitForLife. And John, Dr. John, I'm sorry, you're going to be part of that too. We're going to talk to the UHealth people. We're going to try to create a nice little list of some regulars, and we're going to try to make sure that you're on it.
That's awesome. I'd be happy to do it. And again, I give a lot of talks to not only the university community, but to people in the public, in the public sector as well. So I'm happy to help spread the word of health. I mean, I think, again, we've got, if I may, globally, we've got to think of what we're doing in terms of healthcare starts with you and me. It starts with what goes on in our mind. It's not in a hospital. It's not in a clinic once a year when we go and have our blood checked and our blood pressure measured. It's what we do every single day of our life. And that comes down to exercise and eating properly. Those are, in my opinion, the two key factors to being healthy. And if you don't do those things every single day, you're not going to be healthy. It sounds like you're definitely on the program. So, I'm very passionate about this global health issue. It's something that's so important to me because the reality is we cannot continue spending over $2 trillion a year in what we call a healthcare system.
It ain't a healthcare system, especially with all those fat smokers out there. You want
that's
to stick?
Right.
I'm going to put you on the spot. If you want, you can stick with us and bridge over in a Tarek segment in the next segment, or we can have you back again. What would you like to do?
I'm totally flexible.
You're sticking
you
with us. Can we do him and Tarek at the same? Okay, Dr. John, stick with us. We'll be right back after this short message with some great health and wellness radio. We haven't done this before. Stick with us. It should be awesome. Dr. John, thanks for buying in. Back after THIS.
Hold on, mother, tell your children that their time is just begun. For my anger, the wars that can't be won.